Well, today is National Philanthropy Day, but at St. Bonaventure University, students are encouraged to give something back every day. As WBFO's Mark Scott reports, such giving is part of the Franciscan tradition that dates back to the days of St. Francis of Assisi.
It was during the Fifth Crusade in the early 1200s when Francis entered the hostile camp of Malik al-Kamil, the Sultan of Egypt. His initial goal was to convert the Sultan to Christianity. Instead, the two men parted with a new respect for each other's faith and culture. It just might have been the first real dialogue between Christians and Muslims. Centuries later, St. Bonaventure students are asked to walk in the footprints of St. Francis. Business professor Todd Palmer says they want students to get out of their comfort zones.
For instance, we do a very, very big Special Olympics program. And once again, it's great. We interact with these very special people in ways that allows our kids through sports to interact. And they really get beyond the stereotypes. They really get beyond their generalizations. And they really get to see them as people, which once again pulls back into our Franciscan ethos.
St. Bonaventure's Vice President of Advancement, Mary Driscoll, says they begin challenging students at the beginning of their freshman year by giving each incoming student a $1 bill. She explains it's all part of an effort to show them the importance of a single dollar.
If everybody would give the dollar back, the Advancement Office would give two scholarships to freshmen from all of the dollars that are donated back. So what ultimately ends up happening is that we give out two $250 scholarships. So the students understand, wow, it's not just me, but it's everybody giving back and what that ultimately does.
One of the biggest giving programs at St. Bonaventure is Bonner Response, a disaster relief group that was created after Hurricane Katrina. Students, alumni, and Olean area residents volunteer their time by traveling to areas hit by natural disasters and helping with the cleanup. Mark Scott, WBFO News.